This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bob, Chris invited me to his house to do a workout and then never followed up on it. Should I be injured by that?
I was going to ask if that had ever been accomplished. The man with the six-pack abs.
Those six-pack abs are getting winterized right now. As it gets colder, they're not as defined.
Both Joe and I'll speak for you, Joe. I mean, I'm not developed. I have the gut that most guys have, right?
Yeah.
How long would it take to work that into
I don't know exactly, but I mean, it took me several months. I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life, but the reality was you have to work out a lot, and abs,
and
I believe that abs are one in the kitchen.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Eating
they're
first.
One in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're one in the kitchen.
Or they're lost in the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean,
I read something on Twitter.
John McKay, how do you feel about your team's execution? I'm all for it.
Go ahead, Hokie, please.
No, I read something one time that said, you know, if you want to get in shape, you want to lose weight, go to bed hungry. So many of us get a late night snack. I mean, you work late at night.
This is my problem.
Chips, eat salt late at
this
night.
This is my problem. Yeah. I get home, I don't go to bed till 2:30.
Yeah, so you eat at night. They say, but if you eat earlier and you don't eat when you get home, you eat maybe take a snack to the station, and you eat at 9 o'clock, and you don't go to bed till 2. Another thing is too is getting good rest. Like, if you don't get good rest, and then you wake up the next day, you're
problem.
Hungry when you're tired. When you're tired, you eat more because it's just kind of like, you know, a buffer or something. So it takes discipline. There's no question about it. But I love ice cream. I don't just love ice cream. I love ice cream. And so that's my problem. And so I have to make sure, like, there's times when my kids will be like, Dad, where are you going? It'll be 10:30 at night. I'm going out for a run. Because I just had a huge bowl of ice cream. I'm going to run this sucker off. You know what I'm saying? But it's –
You're right about the night. One of the keys, and I've lost 25 pounds since June.
You look great.
One of the keys,
there's a built-in fast where you don't really have to go that hungry at any point, and that is dinner around 6:30.
Or earlier.
And then bed, you know, 10:30 or 11, and then don't eat breakfast till 8.
Yeah.
That's
14 hours.
That's a 14-hour fast where you never really feel it.
I usually don't eat breakfast till 9 or 10 because I get up and I read the good word, and then I get a workout in, and then by the time I shower and get down to my office and start working on my day, it's 9 o'clock, 9:30, and that's when I have my breakfast.
Fasting is, but you're a faster.
I do fast. I don't look at it like I'm fasting, but I do.
No, but what Joe said is a good way to do it.
Yeah,
I eat dinner
before 6 when I'm really trying to be disciplined. It's hard sometimes with the kids' activities and everything going on, but I try to have dinner before 6, and then I don't eat the next day till about 9:30.
Bob gets home at like 2 in the morning and eats Pringles.
That's
and
tough.
Stuff.
No, I've done that, but typically I try not. There's no one there to stop me. Lisa's asleep, and I have a tug of war with the pantry. I walk past it, I look at it, I said, "You ain't gonna get me tonight." I go back, and then about 15 minutes later, I walk past it again. Now, if I do that, I probably should just stay away from snacks and just replace it with carrots.
Yeah, or something healthy.
That.
But here's the problem. Here's what I've learned. It's a mental thing. If you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat, guess what you're going to do? because you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat. Just, you know, fill your mind with something else. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Don't keep telling yourself, I'm not going to eat, because eventually you're saying, you're talking about eating. You're going to eat.
Dwell on something positive, Bob, at 2 in the morning.
What is there to do at 2 in the morning that's positive? What am I doing? I'm watching. I'm trying to fall asleep a little bit. Just relax.
Good point. Keep binging on salt.
No, no.
I would. I'm not up that late, though. If I had your job and felt the pressures late at night, I think I would binge on it, too.
That's hard, because you're also hungry. You've been working all night. But you should maybe bring some food to the station.
I do, but
there
I eat it, and then I don't eat anything until I get home. And then when I get home, it's been 7 hours or whatever. And
under
I'm
pressure.
Hungry.
Then just go to bed.
Yeah, just go to bed.
I wish I could.
Are you on a caffeine high? Like,
no, I just, it's hard for me to calm down. Like, just, yeah, you know, shut it down. Anyway.
Yeah. That's like a baseball player's life. Anyway, Hokie, the challenge is formidable, even though the Chargers are really hurting on the flanks of their offensive line. They have a borderline great quarterback, I think, a really good coach and a good defense. What's the biggest challenge this weekend in your mind?
Justin Herbert. He's the biggest challenge. I mean, listen, the guy is the top running quarterback in the NFL. The last few weeks, you know, the Steelers, you know, they didn't have to worry about Daniel Jones much last week. You know, Jordan Love, he could run, but, you know, nothing like Jordan Herbert's fast. He's not quick shifty like Lamar Jackson. He's long legs, 6'6", can run. And then, you know, Joe Flacco, you have to worry about nothing. So you've got to be careful and rush the passer differently this week against Justin Herbert than you did last week against Daniel Jones. You can rush and really get after on your pass rush, get on the edge when you're playing against a non-mobile quarterback. But when you got a guy who leads the NFL in terms of quarterback rushing yards, you've got to stay in your lane. You can't let him get out because he can hurt you. He's fast enough that he can take it to the house. So that's and then he's the number he has the number two total passing yards in the NFL. He's number two in the NFL. He's number two in the NFL in terms of touchdowns thrown. So Justin Herbert. I also look at the Harbaugh factor. I think the Harbaughs, you know, of course I don't like John Harbaugh because he's with the Ravens. He's a good coach though. Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. Everywhere he's gone, he's won. And you know, they keep talking about all season about these injuries off the line. They're 6-3. Like, these guys are 6-3, even with everything going on. They're a well-coached team, so they're not going to beat themselves. So if you go out there, you've got to know that it's going to be a grind. That's what we talk about, this net zero game, right? Can the Steelers win good on good if the team doesn't turn it over? You know, you want to create turnovers. But think about it. A lot of those turnovers that came with the Steelers, you know, there were three in the first half, three in the second half. The Steelers can get after the quarterback. Right, those sack fumbles, and when they get behind, teams get behind, they drop back, they got to hold on to the ball a little longer. That's when the Steelers really prey on teams.
Tip passes too.
Yeah, can they get enough pressure without blitzing against this team? And I ask that only because the receivers, he does spread the ball around and does it now. Or would they be better off going after these tackles and any help they get? What is the prudent thing for them to do? And how does the Charger team,
Chris,
counter that?
1 second, I'll let you answer that. Limits wants me to read this right now, and I will. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's Pomp and Joe. We're at Rivers Casino. And so is Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion. Please.
I think they got to play a little more zone. I struggle with their zone because they don't have tight zone. They give up a lot of easy throws. And I don't know if you guys watch the game like I do, and you go back and watch the film. It seems like offenses are able to complete passes much easier than we are. Those zones are much more soft than other teams' zones. So I think we got to tighten up that. But with a running quarterback like Herbert, you can't play man and have your back to him. Because he'll be hitting.
That's what happened there in one of their last games.
He'll be hitting his head on the goalpost, and you're still looking the other way, right? And so you've got to be careful in terms of blitzing. I think you got to switch it up. You know, the Steelers, where I've seen the Chargers get beat, Pomp, to answer your question, and give up sacks, is when teams do stunts. What that means is you throw like a Cam Hayward out to contain, and you bring underneath a T.J. Watt, or you bring underneath a Alex Highsmith, or you do a 3-man game or 2-man twist. They struggle to pick those up. And when you have tackles that when the offensive line isn't there's no continuity with the offensive line right now because you've got guys rotating a tackle. You got a new guy coming in from New Orleans and Fenning. Is the communication there, right? I don't think so yet. right? Are they comfortable playing together, passing off guys? So if the Steelers look at the film, which I know they do, they need to do line stunts. They need to be moving guys around and maybe doing some four-man stunts to get these guys moving and get them out of position and get some pressure on the quarterback. I think you got to be very careful. Like you talked about, their eligibles are good. I mean, when you look at these eligibles right now, I mean, Ladd McConkey can catch. I mean, he's good. Everybody knows about him. But Rondé Gadsden, I think he's a rookie. He's playing great. I mean, he's a deep ball
tight
guy.
The tight end guy. He can move.
Yeah. And then Quentin Johnson, the receiver. I mean, he had a big catch in this week. The Steelers are susceptible to giving up chunk plays.
You didn't mention Keenan Allen.
And Keenan Allen's a guy. Yeah, Keenan Allen's a guy who gets a lot of catches too. The Steelers have a tendency to give up chunk plays. And they have some eligibles. And so if the Steelers don't get after Herbert.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He can hurt them in the pass game.
Remember? Man, you'd think they would, though, with both their tackles gone. I know they brought in a guy, but still, you'd think that there would be pressure coming from the edges without having to blitz.
It's been so trivial for me this year, though, Starkey, where you look at this team, the Steelers, and think, oh, there's no question these guys are going to, you know, Steelers are going to get after them. And they get no pressure, right? I mean, we were talking about
the Bengals. Just like the Bengals game, right?
The Bengals game.
And
so
you're like,
weird.
Okay, they're going to get after Joe Flacco, and they came out with this. It's a copycat league. I think part of the reason why the Colts struggled last week, if you look at time of getting the ball out of their hands, I mean, Flacco got it out in 2.27 seconds. I think it was a little longer, but still in the mid-twos with Jordan Love. Last week it was almost 3 seconds for Daniel Jones. And that's the split second where it gives just enough time to get to the quarterback. And so I think you got to go back look at the last 3 weeks when the Steelers have struggled. It's when quarterbacks have gotten the ball out quick. And so I think John Harbaugh, being the kind of coach he is, I think they'll go to that, and they'll test the Steelers' defense and see if they can stop it. Last week they went with Jalen Ramsey, which I literally like the safety, and 29 from Patriots.
Oh,
Duggar.
Duggar. Those two, they played great, and they were able to do a lot of two-shell, which allows the corners to come up and press a little bit more and play trail, and which takes away a little bit of that. So we'll see this chess match, but we got two good coaching staffs going against each other. I mean, I really have a lot of respect for Jim Harbaugh.
Here's the thing that could be different, that because Omarion Hampton's not there, Najee Harris is not there, you would think they don't have much of a run game. But this guy Vidal, who they brought in, a sixth round pick, they haven't shied away from that. And I would imagine with two tackles out, they may really try to establish that early and often.
Yeah, I mean,
and if that happens, that changes a little dynamics about how you defend them.
They've been – Mari Hampton's been out, but look at where they're ranked in terms of total rush. They're averaging 124 yards a game.
And he's had two 100-yard games.
Yeah, number 10 in the NFL. And then they also average 4.8 yards a carry. So the question is, are you going to – you know, how are you going to defend? Are you going to try to shut down Jonathan Taylor like they did last week and try to shut down the running game, or are you going to try to shut down Herbert? I think the Steelers are putting together that game plan now. But obviously the Chargers – and the lack of depth or lack of the Chargers' offensive line and starters plan, they're still being productive. They're still 6-3. They're still scoring points. I mean, they're number what? They're scoring 24 points a game, 23.9. That's a lot of points.
How about a prediction, Hokie? Final score and MVP of the game.
Listen, I
if
think
you so. Don't mind.
I'm worried about this game. I'm worried about this game. I think that it's one of those games where everybody's, you know, going to say, oh, the Steelers are going to win, so they're going to win. They're going to look at the Colts win game. But I'm looking over the last three games, and I'm thinking, okay, what team's going to show up, right? If the Steelers can get pressure on Herbert, if they can get, you know, 5-plus sacks in this game, the Steelers are going to win. I predict the Steelers are going to win 23-20. It's going to be a tough game. And the MVP of this game is going to be Jalen Ramsey.
I like that. Hokie, thank you for this gesture of coming all the way out here
Love
today.
It.
You're a wonderful man, at least
Great.
As good as Bob, and we appreciate it.
At least
he's better.
Good.
He's better.
Close.
Appreciate
Close
you coming here today, Hokie.
Appreciate
for sure.
you guys. It's always a great time being with you guys.
You two will see each other Sunday, I imagine?
No, because it's a Sunday night game.
The following week.
Yeah, the following week. We have the Bengals, I think it is, the Bengals, yeah. right? And that will be interesting, the rematch of that game.
Sure will.
With Joe Flacco scoring 40-some points a game.
Who's the best team in the AFC, Hokie, right now?
Good question, because we've had this debate.
It's up in the – I think there is. I think there's a group of teams.
I still think it's Kansas City, and they're not even in the playoffs right now.
You can argue that it's the Ravens.
Ooh. We're at 3-5.
Yes,
they're not
could.
In the playoffs either, but
you
they
can
could
argue,
be.
You can argue a lot. I don't think there's a clear-cut number one.
You're dissing Buffalo. You don't think they're
– I think Buffalo – who's going to show up?
How about Denver, New
Which
England?
Defense
young
I'm not worried about Denver.
No?
No?
No. Their defense travels.
Yeah. I'm not worried. For some reason, I'm just not worried about Denver. I don't – I worry about which Bills team's going to show up. If the Bills defense shows up, you're going to have a tough day. If the Bills defense doesn't show up, you got
to – How about the Colts with Sauce Gardner now?
I mean, listen, the reality was the Steelers did a great job against them. So it wasn't the corner. If Sauce Gardner would have been out there on Sunday, I don't think it would have changed the outcome of that game.
Thank you, Hokie.
Thank you.
Chris Hoke, ladies and gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.